He's got plenty of red flags. You're just crazy too.
Yeah, that's so the only thing I can think of.
When our mutual friends introduced us, they saw two crazy lunatics that had a bad run in their counterparts.
It was like two broken magnets.
Yep.
And they were like,
but
look,
they were broke the right way.
Maybe this would merge.
What if this tornado met up with this tornado?
Where you at?
proof Jared's not gay.
That's proof.
There it is. We're starting off strong. Really, we're cramming it down y'all's throats today. That's
not proof. He struggles.
Yeah. What do you mean? I do not struggle. There's no struggling, David. I'm not over here like sweating.
Thinking about...
Listen.
How you wish it was.
As a woman, I can tell you, I have been in situations where you might have to question the straightness of the man's, you know...
tendencies?
Genitalia.
Oh, the straightness of his penis.
Oh.
Because it won't get hard for you.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I can assure you.
Oh, I thought you were talking like actual straightness. Yeah, like, he's got a straight up pencil.
No, like some of them get like real limp. Oh. And then you're like, how? Because if I was a guy,
yeah,
I would be hard.
Yeah,
true.
If I could.
Okay. You just like look over at the mirror and you're like, how? How is this fucking...
How is this not working out for you?
That would be the most embarrassing thing.
But I can assure you, Jared,
like a diamond
is...
Yeah. He doesn't make you put on the flannels or nothing.
Diamond mode.
Going in diamond mode. Diamond mode.
He's hard as a diamond.
First off, this is my second... Yeah. Freaking mountain dog.
What is that called again?
We're having it. Mountain dog.
Yeah,
it's a Caleb specialty. This is when you grow up, like, you know, in white trash territories where you don't have liquor stores, you just have gas station liquor.
I see.
So you have like full, you have, what is it? Mad Dog. Yeah, you have Four Loko, bootleggers.
Dude.
So they're
this
rough.
This hurts my fucking soul.
Yeah, you're going to be fucked up. So, yeah, chat. You're going to go half Blue Raz, Mad Dog, half regular Mountain Dew, and you get yourself a Mountain Dog.
There was way too many roo-roo.
There was a Mountain Dog. You call this a Mountain Dog.
This is a Mountain Dog. It's just...
Is this your own creation?
This is me.
An original.
Maybe someone else out there has made this before, but they've never trademarked it. They've never spoke it.
And they've never told anybody on a show.
I've never heard
that.
When I tell somebody about a Mountain
hundreds,
Dog.
Hundreds, if not tens of people listen
tens
to.
Tens of people. A handful of people.
Like
are
seven or eight people love us.
Yeah, I want them to make these Mountain Dogs. I want like a nice... You could put it in a wine glass. You can put it in a champagne glass.
You would drink that out of a wine glass.
Oh, absolutely. Get it nice and
one
frosty.
Of those crystal ones?
Mm-hmm. Easy. Yeah, I'd aerate it. I'd do it all, dude. And make this for your next gathering and just really...
Your next gathering?
Yeah. You know,
is that one of those pinky out drinks?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm going to be chugging these at the Super Bowl party.
Tonight?
Yeah.
This would be like a really good high school reunion drink.
Absolutely, dude. On the menu.
Did y'all get invited to your high school reunions?
Yeah, I just went to mine.
Yeah.
I didn't get invited to mine. I don't know.
Was there invites?
No, there's no invites. It's just
really?
they kind of just put out a flyer.
They like made a whole...
Maybe I just
Facebook
wasn't paying
page.
Attention.
Yeah,
probably so.
There
yeah.
is a Facebook
missed
page.
It.
I must have missed it.
Actually, that's what I need to do tomorrow. I need to make a Facebook page, an event page for our comedy show. You know, so if you're listening to this on Tuesday and you live anywhere in Texas, anywhere in Texas, you have no excuse. You're driving to this on the 22nd of this month. Myself and Caleb and Black Kevin take the stage. Brett Pella,
yep.
Maverick McWilliams, Mike Eaton. It's a great lineup.
Yeah.
It's cleared or Danger Close comedy tour.
What's the second stop?
I don't know if I should be excited or scared.
Huh?
I said, I don't know if I should be excited or scared.
Probably scared. Yeah.
If it's a tour, what's the second stop?
Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that might actually be an actual tour.
Yeah. We're talking about doing like three stops. Set up. Yeah.
Three stops. That's a tour.
Yeah. We're becoming
like a small little tour.
We're getting good at this.
Yeah,
we're getting a little
driving
better.
From
we're
here
getting
to
better.
Tampa.
Y'all yeah, are getting
better.
Look at you guys.
That's what's fun. We just keep doing these fun little things. And, you know, we don't really like, we're not too.
We're not like,
we're not so worried about it. That's what I think that's why.
You're humble.
Yeah, we're like, I don't know what I'm doing. So let me do it and get better. Well, I'm not like, I'm the funniest dude in the world. Let me get up.
No,
there.
Yeah, it's just like, let's make this better.
Let's
like
practice.
I really liked my last one in Vegas.
Yeah.
Was my favorite one I've ever done.
Yeah, it was so much better.
And then I have so many more ideas now on how to do that style where mm-hmm. I'm in and out of a joke in three sentences instead of...
Same. Yeah. Watching some of them and a few other people, I was like, ooh, like it gave me ideas for like little one-liners that I could throw in between the big jokes.
Yeah,
like, that's fun. And I need to just even still, like I watched footage of it and I was like, I just need to slow down a little bit. I need to like give... time for reaction.
The breathe. And like, you know, and like look
more,
at people.
Yeah, be more interactive with the crowd.
And like target somebody out. Yeah, and like, and get people.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you do. You do. Look at those shoes.
Yeah. You do this.
Like I thought of this thing the other day, like it's kind of dicey if you're a guy that has like a pregnant fetish, like your dating life is kind of dicey because like you're like.
There's seasons to it for sure. Well,
but the thing is every time you're going to ask somebody out, like, chances are on the side that they are married or in a serious relationship.
Well, yeah, there's
but
a cheat
you're like
code, though.
Craving a pregnant woman.
The milk.
There's so you're the milk.
Or just a pregnant woman. whatever it is.
There's a cheat code, though.
Is there a fantasy for that?
No, I think, there's 100%.
Yeah.
There's
people
that just want nothing pregnant women. Yeah. I believe there's probably even an app.
They love they love the glow that they have.
The glow, is that what they love?
The pregnancy glow.
And the milk. They love that part.
They want the milk.
Yeah, they mostly want the milk, I think. Yeah.
One of my friends made butter out of her breast milk.
I bet it was tasty.
Why?
You'd probably have to add salt to it, though.
It's like creamer.
Yeah, but still, why is that your reaction?
Well, because I like milk in general. And man, there was a girl there for the longest time that had just had a baby that was hitting me up for a while, and like she would talk about that, and I was like, listen, like I'm about to. I'm like, listen, if we keep joking about this, I mean, it's gonna happen.
I'm gonna
drink milk out of you.
Have you ever drank breast milk?
Yeah, I've drank like out of a cup.
It's really sweet.
Yeah, it is. It's like a the creamer that you'd put in coffee.
One time, as a joke, two of my friends gave me. Her breast milk as a joke. They're like, cheers, congratulations. And I drank it and I was like, what was that? And they're like, my breast milk.
that's sweet. What were they drinking?
It was actually really sweet.
What did they trick you with? What were they drinking themselves with this?
They were drinking tequila.
Cloudy, fucking shot of breast milk.
It's gluten-free tequila.
I didn't ask questions. I trusted them.
Smart. Dude.
Yeah.
I'm feeling this, and it doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't.
No.
That's why you keep drinking it.
Oh, no.
Am I going to have to babysit him later?
Probably.
Goodness.
If he stays on them dogs, dude, he's going to get wild.
Oh, God.
He's going to let that dog out.
No.
Hey, no.
What have you gotten me into?
Texas Dave is going to be here at around 6 with all the cars.
Texas Dave is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I'm making sliders.
You're making sliders?
Yeah. I got a bunch of stuff.
Oh, dude.
I'm making potatoes. I'm making smashed potatoes.
Okay.
With cheese, chives, and sour cream and bacon.
Yeah.
We got a badass cheese dip with black beans and corn.
And we got that white queso.
Okay. Oh, God.
And.
Come on.
And we got like 100 wings.
Okay.
Chicken wings.
Like, I'm going to bring the air fryer into the bar and I'm just going to be throwing batches
Frying
of wings
live.
In.
I'm making like 50 sliders.
Oh, my God. Yeah, which ones? Philly cheese
ham
steak?
And cheese, Hawaiian ones.
Could you make me some without the bun?
Yeah. Cool. Easy. Too easy.
I'm one of those gluten-free tops.
Yeah, I get it. It's easy.
Just give me the meat.
Sure.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Just give me the meat.
On that note, Jared, please introduce this non-masculine voice that we're hearing right now.
Yeah. Oh, if you hear this non-masculine voice.
Hello.
This is a very beautiful Kristen Elise.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I am from Kokomo, Indiana.
Okay. I'm like trying to figure out the accent.
Almost similar to a holler.
It's confusing. But listen, my family.
It feels related.
My family is from Sharp's Chapel, Tennessee, which is a holler.
So, you just fucking saying it. Just, you know, I was like, man, I can feel it like in my bones.
It's one of those things where if I'm around somebody, it brings it out of me. It's in my DNA or something.
Yeah.
My mama calls my singing like a mountain woman singing when I sing country music.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, you sing like a mountain woman. I said, yeah, because we're from the holler.
That's what it is, yeah. Yeah, I could
hollering out those cows.
Yeah, I could tell it was like something relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And you know, first off, for those of you that are just listening to this and not watching it on YouTube,
Or Spotify. We're video on Spotify now.
Oh, well, that is amazing.
Video on Spotify.
Yeah, we're video on Spotify. We're big deals.
That's fancy.
We're
in
big.
Huge monster. That's fancy.
Dog. Anyway, like, this is just how she dresses. She dresses like a princess. Fur, dress, crown.
I mean, super the only other time that I've seen her, she was dressed like Dirty Dancing, so I believe it.
I
never know which character you're going to get. All of a sudden, I could change characters.
Yeah. She says she's going to be Harley Quinn for my birthday week.
Do you know that I am like actually made to be Harley Quinn? Listen, DC Comics, if you're listening, I am ready for my role. I'm ready for you.
Yeah, I think there's a really good video in there where you and Heather and me are on my porch and you're like, and Dave's there too. And you're like, listen, you know, Evan said that you need to stop dating these crazy chicks. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You're like, come on, man. And she comes out as Harley Quinn with the bat. And
fully dressed.
She like gives you, me, and Dave like snacks and then looks at Heather. And she's like, you got 3 more minutes and then you're done. Like, we don't play this game here. Like,
we're not playing over here. Listen, like, if you don't follow the rules, I'm going to tell Daddy. And guess what? Daddy gave me toys.
God, that voice is straight out of Rikers Island.
Yeah. Yeah, then you just send it to Evan and he's gonna be like,
he's like, yeah.
Damn it.
I told him, get him out of there, damn it.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, you are in trouble.
Yeah. Like,
screwed.
Buys you a flight to Utah first thing.
Whatever you do, don't sign your name on anything.
As I'm in the air, I just get a photo of all the houses on fire.
Damn. So, this shirt that you have on.
Oh, you were talking about my shirt here.
Yeah.
Oh. What's it say?
It says, ask me about my butthole.
Ooh, what about it?
I wanted to ask you, yeah.
Well, this is a tushy shirt.
Okay.
And
tushy.
You ask me, it's incredibly clean. Tushy makes the best bidets that attach to your toilet. You've been using Tushy products for 3-4 years
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
I'm very self-aware of the cleanliness of a butthole.
And listen, you don't even use toilet paper.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. Once you get good and you figure out those angles, dude, you just blast all that
Honestly,
stuff
off. I don't know why in America we don't use bidets everywhere because, listen, I have this question for everyone. I have bidets in my house. And I said, if a dog pooped on your hand, would you wipe it off with just some paper towel and then call it a day?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you're just gonna.
You would say that's dirty and you would get some soap and water.
We got to show her.
Are you going to do the dog poop trick?
Oh, my goodness. What am I getting at?
That's even better.
What am I getting myself into?
Well, we invented something that replaces toilet paper that's way better.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
For legal reasons, it's not as good as a bidet.
Yeah, you just have the bidet and then you have this for the bowl.
I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? Salad fingers. But spoon fingers.
Yeah, but it's for your ass.
Yeah. This just hangs. This just
salad
hangs.
Y'all know what salad fingers is though, right?
It hangs by the toilet. And you just, when you're done, you just kind of shake your hand off.
Yeah.
And then you scoop it out.
Scoop out any of the remnants.
I'm hoping this is a personal device, not a shareable one.
No, it is.
No, it's a family.
It's a family spoon.
That's why there's so many spoons.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, whenever you flush, you just put your hand in the toilet so that it, like, gets all of it.
Who let you boys out of the house?
Somebody.
I mean, we've got a drift car that's going to be fully wrapped in spoop by the end of this week.
It's going to look really
good.
It's going to be so good, dude.
I can't wait till those go live.
It's covered in poop.
we start selling
those. Be like,
what did I get myself into?
Yeah, it's a mess.
You went right in?
Nobody warned me.
Oh.
Yeah. I was just told to have fun.
You're about to not be friends with whoever introduced you to.
Yeah.
They're good friends of mine. They've been like long-term friends.
Yeah. They accidentally just ruined your life.
Probably on purpose.
I don't know. I thought they were trying to save my life.
This may have been deliberate.
Yeah,
actually,
they did this shit on purpose.
Oh, that Kristen bitch. Let's introduce her to Jared.
Maybe we should hook her up.
Jared. He's like a broken roller coaster.
Well, everybody says
the one that kills people.
Like
that one. That one.
What? Everybody says I'm like a roller coaster, so maybe that makes sense.
Hey.
You're just two cars on the opposite end of a roller coaster facing each other.
Yeah.
Crash into each other.
Yeah, we're okay with it.
Hopefully at the top of the loop.
That'd be fun.
Everybody put your hands up. Ooh.
Yeah, it's a fun way to go.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
roller coaster misses some track, you know?
So you've got a real clean home now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, this, dude, Toshi stuff is great. Why don't you tell me? I mean,
I've told you. Oh, I bought them for everyone.
For everybody.
Multiple Christmases ago.
They're
I bought like 10 of them.
Somewhere
yeah.
all over the
I bought
house.
Them for everyone. I was like, here, you're welcome. I bought them for my entire family, my friends. And
do you like it?
Oh, I love it.
Does it yeah. feel good?
It's always invasive for sure. But if you get the right angle, you can give yourself like a little bit of enema.
I was going to say, really don't fun. Lie. You yeah. kind of like it.
Yeah. I mean, I like the feeling of being clean.
I use mine sometimes when I didn't poop.
Listen, for the ladies, yeah. I will say.
Sure.
A tushy is
I'm
nice.
Sure. I'm, yeah. I mean, a tushy is nice. If it were shooting me like in my wiener and testicles in such a way, then maybe I'd be like,
it has like a buzz mode.
I don't know if I'd like that though. Every time I take a dump, it jerks.
Listen, I know y'all don't have a yoni, but I do, and I can tell you that water up in that area is.
Well, I think they have a vagina setting, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, it's like a hole or not. It's like
it goes a little further. It goes a little further.
It just vibrates.
It's dangerous.
They didn't know what they were creating.
Have you ever tried using it sitting on the toilet, reverse cowboy?
No.
It shoots it right into your
reverse cowboy? Yeah. I thought it was reverse cowgirl.
Well, we're boys.
When you're a girl,
yeah.
If you're
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Try to take a dump reverse cowboy and then use the bidet. See what happens.
It's going to fucking make a mess.
It's going to shoot me in the balls.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to splatter everywhere.
It's going to blast it out the back of the
toilet. First off, I don't want to sit on the toilet like that.
Yeah.
Why not?
I feel like that's
especially
a really
if you got like a flat top
position.
Toilet, you can like have a meal and everything.
Yeah, just eat a sandwich or
what
something.
What if someone like rolled up on you while you're reverse cowboy on the toilet?
Then you need a new house.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to lock the door, dude.
Oh my God.
Use your locks.
Well, we're not doing this in public.
Great that we have our new clean hole life happening now.
I mean, hey, thanks for now you've been using their stuff forever.
That's
and
the way, dude.
Then they come in on the show.
And you're just gonna,
that's cool.
You're going to figure it out to where basically if you wipe, it's just to dry your hole off.
That's yucky.
That's it. You're just dabbing your hole.
Just smearing things around.
There's nothing to smear.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
You're
just dabbing your
hole. I thought you were doing like the anti-wipe campaign. Completely.
Yeah.
It's like stop just using gross paper.
Yeah, you could. There's some of them that have heaters and shit that like blast your ass with air. Just to dry you off when you're done.
What?
But that's like if you're really confident.
They have air blowers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. They have some of them that are like $5,000 for these things. And they
$5,000?
It's like an entire toilet. It's like there's like 20 different buttons.
Is that the one with the heater?
Yeah. It's
oh, I've sat on one of those.
It's heated water, and it's got like the heater that blasts you to
dry
you off.
That one costs $5,000?
There's some of them that
I've sat in. Look, I live in Austin, and I've sat.
Yeah.
I've been to some house parties where they have the fancy toilets, and you sit down, and you're like, oh.
What is this?
Am I getting treated to the spa?
Yeah.
Have you used one of the toilets that like greets you? Like you walk in the room and it's like, brr.
Oh man, yeah, that's nice.
It opens for you.
Yeah. Hungry for poop.
Listen, you know what? That actually brings me to a point because
terrifying.
Jared and I have this thing where like, you know, the nice fancy toilets, they bring the seat up and down for you based on your
got, like,
patterns.
Underglow and everything.
Oh. And, you know, I can tell that Jared hasn't been with a woman in a while because he keeps leaving the toilet seat up. So I have this running
you can't
joke
say
him.
That.
It's just because he's with dudes.
Listen. I have this thing where I'm telling Jared, there's going to be a consequence. I don't know what it is.
You're going to hit him with your penis.
It's coming, though.
Yeah.
Consequences are coming, Jared.
I think he's going to leave the seat up now because he wants these consequences. He's like, well, I'm going to go put all the toilet seats up.
I got to just every last one
like,
of them.
Drill them up.
But does he want it?
She can't even get him down.
Sorry.
I thought about my ideas.
Bad boy.
How do I get him to put it down? Because, like, you know what? It's like when you're in the middle of the night as a lady and then you're half asleep and you're going peeing. And then you sit down, and the toilet seat's not down, and you're not paying attention.
We've never done that.
No, I've never understood that.
And then you fall into the toilet.
I know that people do that, but I've never understood that because I've never woke up and needed to pee and just, like, not looked at all and then just pee. So, like, I'm always, I don't understand how you can, like, just not look enough that you just sit completely into a toilet. But
it's
I know it
so
happens.
Many times.
Things I have not done with Kristen yet. I haven't peed the bed.
Yeah. That's good.
Wait, this is the
emphasis
thing.
On yet.
This is the thing.
Get a few more of these dogs in.
Hey, you never know.
How
dude.
Often am I going to need to change the sheets?
Oh,
he's. We got friends at Ghostbed. He's good.
Okay.
We're fine.
Right. P.S. That Ghostbed, please sponsor us because Jared's back on his bullshit.
Yeah. He's back on the bullshit again. We need more beds.
We need more beds. Can we get more like beds? Kin beds?
I mean, we do need some more beds. We need to replace the bed in the back room
yeah.
over there.
Yeah, yeah.
That bed needs to be new. That's because of the damn stuff cats.
In there. Yeah.
Because of the cats?
The cat, well, one yeah. of our cats, you know, is moody. And when she's angry, she gets back at us by peeing on the bed.
Is yeah. that what that smell is?
What? Not in my bed.
No, I know, but I smelled the cat pee.
Yeah, that probably is. Yeah, and little Benji makes some big stains oh, for yeah. a child. Yeah.
Lucy is upping the nicotine pouch game with Breakers. Nicotine pouches that pack a little extra punch. If you know your nicotine pouches, you know that the nicotine doesn't hit immediately, and neither does the flavor. Well, the geniuses at Lucy have put a mini liquid capsule inside the Breakers pouch. So here's what you gotta do. Grab a Breakers pouch and break that capsule with your teeth. Yes, it makes an incredibly satisfying pop. And then put it in your lip and enjoy instant nicotine and flavor. And nobody is doing anything like this except for Lucy. It's a new kind of pouch technology. 4 or 8 milligrams of tobacco-free pure nicotine, available in 6 flavors. So head on down to lucy.co. And use that promo code PIE, P-I-E, that gets you 20% off. And as always, free shipping. Let's go, boys and girls. It's time. Get these pouches inside you.
And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Today's episode of Time for PIE is brought to you by Tushy. Tushy is the number one way to get a really clean hole. In the future, people are going to look back and be like, what cavemen we were to just be using toilet paper to wipe doo-doo off of our holes. If you had doo-doo on any other part of your body, would you be satisfied with just smearing it off with some white paper until it came back kind of clean? No. You can now blast a fresh stream of water straight into your hole, the same water that comes from your sink or your shower. It's going to get all that doo-doo out of the crevices. And it's super easy to set up. Takes like 10 minutes, if that. Anyone could do it. A child could set this thing up. I wouldn't let a child do it, but that's how easy it is. This is honestly a life-changing product. I have been using a Tushy bidet for almost 5 years now, and I use about a fourth of the amount of toilet paper that I used to use. Think of all the animals in the jungles and the forests that have lost their homes because we needed to cut down a tree, make a bunch of toilet paper out of it. It's kind of ridiculous. We could have just been blasting their holes with water the whole time. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off their entire order at HelloTushy.com. That's HelloTushy.com. And use code PIE to save 10% on your order. You're welcome. I don't know what you're waiting for. I can smell your stinky underwear from here.
He's really going through it. I don't know what's wrong with him on the inside.
Moody. Animals are moody.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, cats are moody.
Yeah, they're
one
just
time
spiteful.
I had this dog that was really upset that I left him for too long, and I only left him for like 3 hours. I went and did some errands, and I came back, and he took a shit on my kitchen table.
Who's Aaron?
Yeah, who's Aaron?
It was for my ex. Oh. I was running errands for my ex.
Oh, no, no, no. We said, who's Aaron?
Aaron. Oh, I see what you did there. Sorry, I'm blonde.
Yeah. That was a good one. I got you on that.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were, she got some cameos in the new Valentine's Day video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That that's going to be you fun. Needed to learn acrobats.
Yeah, yeah.
You did a great job.
Yeah, yeah, after we figured it out.
I would have selected you for the cheer team.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I've only done that like a handful of times, and it's usually been someone who's in sports attire, so I can see their whole bone structure.
Right.
So it's pretty easy to see, but after
I had to remind
out,
you where the panties were.
Yeah, yeah. After I like really could hone in and see your panty line, it was easy, yeah.
Can I get in that painting line? Isn't there a rap song about that?
Oh, yeah.
There has to be. Yeah, that's, it might not be popular, but it exists.
That's 3-6 Mafia. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. See, I knew it.
Yeah.
You're there. You're there. These This is not good, dude.
You like it though, don't you?
No.
You guzzled that down.
You guzzled so many.
Yeah, but I've taken two, but this feeling is not like a normal.
It's not.
What do you feel like, baby?
I feel like I did meth.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
I feel clouded. I feel like I manufactured a headache. Mm-hmm. I feel like I want to punch drywall.
Yeah, you could fight real good on this. You want to punch drywall?
Yeah.
What else you want to do?
Stuff, dude.
You, with a princess. Crazy, you know, dude.
Fucking man.
I volunteer as tribute.
Yes.
We'll pour you some more dogs when we get back.
I promise there. You guys, Jared is not gay.
See, finally,
none of us hired her to say this either.
What does that mean?
No, I'm saying
it means you hired her.
I'm saying we didn't.
No, that sounds like you're guilty.
No one sought her out and got her to say this.
I don't know these guys.
Yeah.
I just met him yesterday.
You just winked at me.
No. I met him when he lifted me up with his hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's your name again?
First, it doesn't matter yet.
Hey, this is my new girlfriend.
We don't share names until 90 days.
See, I don't know these guys. I only know him.
He said, you're telling me that you didn't hire her.
I didn't.
Be real with me right now. This is a test.
I don't know how to hire people.
This is a friend test. What?
Yeah, I don't even know how to hire people.
Oh, yeah?
For nothing.
Yeah.
For
this hooker was a straw man purchase.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Did you just call me a hooker?
Lady of the night?
Negative.
All right.
Lady of the internet.
Ooh, there you go.
I mean,
well, it's working. That's great.
Everybody that, you know, sees a hot chick, most dudes are like, man, I'd love to see her nude. Some you can.
Yeah. In real life.
Listen, why not?
Sometimes you can just say,
you're only young and hot once.
Yeah.
You might as well.
Oh, fuck it.
That doesn't apply to everybody. I've never been young or hot.
Yeah, no.
What? No. You've never been young or hot.
No.
Was you're it a liar.
Like, he grew up drinking these fucking pieces of shit.
You said that you were banging all the hot girls in your school.
That's just because I'm funny, dude. That's the
girls
only,
like that quality
that's
the most.
The only thing you can get away with, dude. Yeah. You can be. Yeah.
You do like the funny.
You can
you're
be
funny.
Ugly and bald and have.
You can close your eyes. You can't close your ears.
Yeah. And you keep them laughing. So they're like, ha, ha, ha.
You cannot close your ears. That's true. Have y'all ever gotten the ick for somebody?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Where they they say some stuff and then you're just like, ugh.
It's always something they say too.
Or they just do a thing and you're like, oh no.
Oh no.
And then you can't unsee it.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, every time they do anything, you're thinking of that one moment.
Yep. Yeah. And then I feel bad about it.
Right?
Have we talked about this before?
No. She brought it up yesterday. She's like, you ever got the ick?
This was a conversation I had with someone else recently, though.
Yeah. But
there was a girl that I was really into for years.
Yeah.
And one day I noticed that her neck was very worm-like.
Worm-like?
Worm-like.
Can you describe?
Like when a big night crawler, you know how it has like the foreskin section of it? It's like a random little slot of like extra meat.
Yeah, it's got the fat section.
Her neck had some extra meat.
That's kind of what it, like there was just a day that reminded me.
I'm trying to imagine this, dude.
It was just like
I don't want to imagine this. This poor bitch. This.
There was a day that I like looked at her and I'm like in my head I was like worm neck. I think we were like we're kind of arguing.
Worm neck.
Yeah, I think we were kind of like fighting or something. I was like, ah, worm neck, bitch. Like just in my head, man. And then I like said it to myself and I was like, oh no, it is worm like. And I couldn't.
Oh
I
no.
Felt weird about her. Ever
I need
since, dude.
And so then you got the ick.
We just slowly, slowly.
I need a fucking Corona
work
to
out.
Get rid of this mad dog in my
system. Are you gonna be okay?
No. It's,
are you gonna throw up tonight?
No,
you
I'm
can
not.
Just dump it into there.
I'm
the
just.
Last
I'm,
sip
I'm,
of dog.
I'm clouded. It's so weird. Like,
does this mean sex is on the table or off the table?
It's
you guys
always
are, you guys
on
are gonna
the
be
table.
On
okay,
the table in the floor. Like,
well, you know, like
the first week. 23 times in 3 days is
not
healthy.
Sorry. I'm not sorry. He's not gay.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve.
Your catch.
Here, I'll pass it to him because I'm a lady.
Yeah. Like I said the other day.
Here, baby.
This show looks amazing online.
Yeah, yeah, it looks really good.
Like, I was just like...
Is that implying that it's terrible in person?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, a little
but
bit.
But back to this. What, oh, yeah. What has given you the ick in a man?
Oh, a few things.
Specifically Jared.
Yeah, specifically
Jared. I have not got... Listen.
Wow, boys.
Listen, boys. I did a whole breakdown with my therapist about Jared, and I have not found one red flag. Not a single one. Not even a yellow flag.
What?
Only green flags.
Green all the way.
Which is rare. Zero. That's rare, because my dating history is a nightmare.
So was his.
And so, well, that is why.
I think it was called Lemony Snicket, a series of unfortunate events.
He's got plenty of red flags. You're just crazy, too.
Yeah.
That's
so, the only thing I can think of.
When our mutual friends introduced us, they saw two crazy lunatics that had a bad run in their counterparts.
It was like two broken magnets.
Yep.
And they were like,
but they were broke the right way.
Maybe this would merge.
What if this tornado met up with this tornado?
It's like, what happens when an earthquake causes a tsunami?
What happens when an earthquake causes a hurricane?
What happens to all the people in Vietnam when an earthquake causes a tsunami and it hits land?
Well, I'll tell you what happens.
Wow. Yeah. Sticky, sticky love.
Mm. Super sticky, icky, ooey
it's
gooey.
Like a sticky bomb.
Ooey gooey.
Watch out.
What?
Cluster bomb.
Listen.
A stick?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's the ooeyest, gooeyest.
That's a rap song, too, I'm sure.
that sounds like a Nicki Minaj
song. I have not branched
one.
Out yeah. into rapping in my music career yet, but maybe I'll find a song called Ooey Gooey.
We need to hear real issues of the ick, though. You gotta.
Yeah. Okay. So, what are real issues of the ick?
Good things that stick in your mind that gave you the ick.
Okay. A few things. For one, a lot of men get intimidated by my presence. So when I get attention, they can't handle it.
You mean horny?
No.
What?
They get horny.
Is that what it is? I don't know what it is. So like, okay. For example, like one time, I'm a musician, so I was in a jam session, and I was working on my song.
Okay.
It's a song called Something Kind of Sexy I'm working on. So I'm in there, I'm jamming, and, you know, unfortunately, the person, he, like, got intimidated by me getting the attention.
Oh.
And okay. So then it showed, and it kind of, you know, like when the boner gets killed and it's like,
okay.
It was one of those moments. And then we had to leave.
Yeah. Well, the music thing too is like, first off, like good musicians appreciate other good musicians.
Yeah.
Or appreciate different skill levels and talent. And like, even knowing kind of the circle that you were in, you know, with Bobby Flacco and Uncle Laser and stuff like that, you got a really good harmonica player. You got a really good guitar player. You got a group of guys that know what they're doing. Well, when you're doing a jam session or a writing session and you're just throwing things out and something starts sticking, well, if you're getting mad that
it's going
that
so good.
What they're doing is working for what she's looking for, like, dude, that ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
Like and that's just one of those things. It's like, I don't know, I've never had an issue with that. Because if
anything, you're cheering me on.
Yeah, it's like, oh, dude,
that's what I appreciate about him. See, this was a green flag for me with Jared. A green flag was that I can be as powerful as I want. And look, obviously, me showing up in a tiara and a fur coat, clearly, I'm a
sure, like a statement. Yeah.
And this man has not once made me feel like he's intimidated. If anything, I'm intimidated, which is unique because normally
you shouldn't be intimidated. He's totally replaceable.
I don't think so. You know what? I will tell you this. My mutual friend of his that I've known for a long time, he specifically said, Kristen, now listen, don't mess this up. He's an anomaly. I said, so.
That's true.
Is he like a golden ticket kind of guy? Yeah. And he said, sure thing.
A nuclear reaction.
So.
A nuclear accident.
Elephants.
I was like, I took the throttle.
Call him
I took
Chernobyl
that throttle
for
stick and I just threw it down to the floor and I said, let's go.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Full throttle, dude.
Yeah.
So. What do you have to lose? Throttle. We'll figure it out if it doesn't work, but
yeah, sure.
I'm here and it's working.
Yeah.
You just smooth like
fun,
butter.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Do whatever.
That's what he said. He said, just have fun.
Yeah. That's
And that's all
key.
It's been.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Well, it helps too. She, you guys know she's a very happy person.
Seems like
just
it.
Being around.
Yeah. So.
Thanks. I have my sad moments, but I'll say this: I'll give Jared a compliment.
Oh.
I have cried in front of Jared multiple times, and he held space for me. And what I will say to all you men out there, my best piece of advice is when a woman is having a large emotional experience, be an oak tree. And this man is an oak tree.
You look like an oak tree,
too.
You're
an oak, all right.
Yeah. Hey, what does that mean?
That was just a tombstone quote.
You're an oak.
Tombstone's a good movie.
That was just a little tombstone quote for you.
Tombstone's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's a real good one.
Really good.
You're an oak tree. Look at you.
I'm just built like one.
I can attest he put me in the air.
Yeah, a lot of times, yeah.
I mean,
I felt safe.
Honestly,
good. I felt safe.
In the last 48 hours, I've done something to her that would royally piss off 99.9% of women.
What's that?
And that is run in and go, rush getting ready because you're now going on camera and something that you didn't anticipate for in 15 minutes.
This is true.
That makes people irate. Yeah. Girls, irate.
Put me to the test.
Yeah.
And she got
Did
ready.
Did I pass?
Yeah.
And she delivered.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she showed up on set. Mm-hmm. Happy.
I get a gold sticker on my chart.
Yeah.
Charts? Dude, charts? That's top notch.
Yeah, you know, everybody we're flipping through it. So
I am here to impress. I saw you and I was like, oh, put me in, coach. I'm giving my best effort.
Okay, what was your like first impression? Were you shown like a photo or would you see him in person?
I was
first?
Shown nothing. I was just told.
It was a group text.
So it was
actually.
A group text. And my friend said, well, he was like, hey, you're a female vocalist. My friend Jared needs a female vocalist for a duet and they want to hire you to do the album cover. I was like, cool. I love doing photo shoots. I love making music. This sounds fun. Here's his number. He goes, just call him. I said, okay. So I call him.
Yeah, she just called me. So like he like group texted us. Hey,
I didn't even text back to the group chat.
Then
I just
then
straight
I just
called.
Oh, just you just Jared
full,
Jared.
Full.
What?
She just Jared-ed you.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, it's me, Jared.
Well, I don't know how to start this conversation, so I'm just going to do it with a shotgun blast. Fuck it.
I mean, like...
Yeah, but then that phone call lasted...
A long time.
Yeah, it lasted a while.
Wait, what was the longest one?
Dude, we could probably just skip this part.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
It was long.
No, you hang up.
What?
What?
Huh?
Are you jealous over there?
Probably.
Is it because I'm proving that Jared's not gay?
No, I've known Jared forever.
Yeah, we all know that.
How long
true.
Have y'all known Jared?
Oh, wow.
I know them for...
2001?
99.
Okay.
God.
Yeah, 99 and 2019.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, at
so
least.
So quite a while.
Yeah.
So do I have anything that I need to worry about with this man?
A lot of stuff, yes.
What am I getting myself into? I'm curious.
Everything.
You're all getting yourself into the adventure of a lifetime. Mm. Enjoy it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the advice is to have fun.
I like that advice.
Yeah, that's it.
It will be fun.
It will be fun if you play ball. That's
listen, yeah. That's,
I like
sports.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't.
That was the most perfect explanation.
You don't
I
be
like
a problem.
Sports.
Just play the game.
Yeah. Just
it's gonna be crazy.
Just fucking enjoy it, and that's all there is to.
Oh, chicken wings.
That's all you fucking need to know.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't drink beer though.
I know.
The only warning I can give about Jared is if there's anything about him you think you can change. You're wrong.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Is like, that's the same problem I've had, is that people see me and they like the idea of me, but then they get to know me and they're like, oh, it's too much. Let me change her.
Yeah.
Put her in a box. This man is like the opposite.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, it might
be. Well, no, I mean with her.
Perfect.
With me. Yeah, yeah,
she's like, am I too much? I went, no. Try more. No,
I've tried. Look, I put
nope,
it to the test.
Up.
Yeah.
I have exposed him to some intense moments and he handles it, which means he's not gay.
Wait, what?
What kind of intense moments
are we talking about here?
We're talking like a tunnel of dicks.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. Okay.
Weapon of choice.
Oh, God. I made bread last night.
late bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Like late night sourdough.
Yeah. Yeah, sourdough is like a 2-day process anyways. And, you know, I thought my dough wasn't going to rise. It's supposed to, you know, rise all night. I did it the night before, let it rise all night. It just wasn't where I wanted it to be.
How long does it have to rise?
Anywhere from like 6 to 12 hours, depending on like how cold it is, you know, in the house or
it's
whatever.
It's a temperature thing.
Yeah, yeah. And it just wasn't rising up for me. I was like, maybe I fucked up. I'll just let it go for the day and see. And about like 9 o'clock last night, I like was about to dump it and I opened it up and said, oh, it was like pretty big in there. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go for it. Threw it in my Dutch oven, did it all right, and fucking came out great. Let it rest for like an hour and sliced into it, dude. And I ate like 4 huge slices of fucking bread at like 1 a.m. I was like, oh, God. It was great.
We stayed, I think we were up.
Yeah, you guys were.
We stayed up pretty late.
Yeah, yeah, because Katie was asking me about it. She's like, I was like, you guys are still in the bar? Mm. She's like, yeah. I was like, oh, I was like, do you want this to try this bread? And she's like, no, I'm so full.
Yeah.
But
we stayed up pretty late last night.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. But
there was a lot of moments I forgot last night.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of those.
Yeah.
One of those nights.
It's okay. Just, you know. Hell yeah.
I've had a few of those nights recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a...
We were having a celebration night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun to not remember sometimes.
Yeah. You know?
You go a little too far. Yeah. Cross the line a little bit. But with those drinks over there...
Yeah.
Are you going to remember tonight?
Oh, yeah. Because I got to... Yeah. Listen, work is tomorrow. Do not roo-roo-roo me. I got work tomorrow.
I gotta work. We're on.
Explain Dave, these rumors to me, please.
What's going on, Dar?
We're going to Uvalde.
Oh shit! What are
for
you
for the Drifty meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm.
We're staying at the Days Inn in Uvalde, Texas.
Oh, you're treating us so good.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going. Oh, out. Y'all are going too?
Apparently.
No, I've got a hog hunt tomorrow.
You're going hog hunting?
Yeah, yeah.
You said you wanted to go.
Yeah.
I said I better be invited to the Gymkhana thing.
I just didn't put it on my calendar. Now yeah, I got to do this episode. It has to be ready for Tuesday. I'll make it work. It's fine.
You bring your computer with you. We're fine. We're going to do a big Jim Ken Block tribute.
All I know is when Jared says something, you should probably say yes.
You'll learn that lesson.
Oh, no.
What? What did you just say?
Nothing.
When I say
don't
what?
Don't worry about it, dude.
Hey, what lesson? When have I ever steered you wrong? That's not that many times.
He had to think about this. Should I be concerned?
No, it's fine.
Sometimes we just try shit.
Sometimes you just gotta figure it out.
Yeah.
The only thing that made me question anything is, so this is the first time Jared and I were apart. Mm-hmm. Should I tell him the story?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hold on. The first time you've been apart, you've been together for like 9 days.
No, it's like 15.
My bad.
Listen, we were in there like swimwear from day one.
Okay,
so listen, the first couple of days we spent apart, Jared goes out of town, and normally Jared texts me a lot, and I like that because I like attention. I'm an attention hoe, and you know he gives it to me. And so for some reason he goes missing, but we share locations because. You know, just for my own safety, I wanted him to know where I was just in case something happened to me. I didn't think anything would happen to him, but he did go missing for a period of time. And so I checked his location. I could see, okay, he's at the hotel. So
in New York,
either he's dead or he's asleep. That was my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't hear from him for like quite some time. And I get a phone call at 3 a.m. and he's like, oh, tell me what happened. I was like,
first off, I woke up in the hotel room next to mine.
Hell. It just unlocked.
Was it at least a room that
but
like
all my
insane?
Stuff was in my room? Like my wallet and phone was charging, everything was laid out, but I slept in the room next door.
So basically what he is saying is he got put to bed by his friends.
I got up and went into that room. Nobody put me in that room.
But originally you were put to bed.
Oh, this is a stranger's room?
Nobody was in there.
Okay.
Yeah, there was another person in that room.
There was no one in there.
Okay.
But someone put him to bed in the wrong room.
I had a door in my room that opened up to another room,
okay.
And it was unlocked. And I kept calling. I told him three times. I'm like, "Can you go lock that door? Like, because it all it has is a deadbolt with a key. Yeah. You can't do it." And seriously, this is, dude. I have the worst fucking luck with hotels.
First of all, that hotel.
I look online and they look great, and then you get there and it's like, what?
This was
the
like a.
Fuck?
There's some freaky stuff that goes down. In that hotel.
Oh, yeah.
There were mirrors in large bathtubs.
No, that was the first one.
That was not the same hotel.
Yeah, I'll show you that one. With the giant jacuzzi.
It's crazy.
Oh, dude, I'll show you the video I sent her late at night.
There was a huge jacuzzi.
Are we talking about that one in Vegas that had changed their name?
No.
This is not in Vegas. This is in
New York.
Mm. New York.
And this is the first night we're there. I wake up to this. Or... It's all mirrors and all fucking hot tub.
That's pretty cool.
A lot of mirrors and a hot tub and a bunch of boys.
And neons. Mm.
That's for doing fun stuff.
So that was the first night.
Yeah.
So I already was like, okay, what is he getting himself into? He films his music video and then he says he's going out. So I knew he was going to have a good time. Yeah. He's updating me and then all of a sudden just nothing. And I was like, okay. So
we go to this little... bar called Nolan's Pub. When we walk in, and this is, we're on Long Island too, by the way, where you kind of just, it's all a neighborhood. When we walk in, everybody stares at us. Everyone. And as soon as we like sit down, this like, probably like 6-year-old woman named Pat, she's like, "Y'all bikers?" I didn't hear no bikes. And Nick's like wearing his cuts. He's like, "No, we're a band." She's like, "Where'd y'all play at down here?" And they're like, "Oh, no, we shot a music video." And they're like, "Oh, what's your band name?" And he tells her, and like, just right in front of everybody's just silent. She just types on her phone and then pulls up our music video for Richter. And she just watches the whole thing and then like grabs a few others over there. She's like, "Oh, this is pretty good." And then pulls the bartender over and he's like, "This is really good." And he puts it on the bar speakers and just plays every song we've ever done. There's like 50 songs, so it's hours of music.
Yeah.
And he just puts it on, and then everyone in the bar comes over and hangs out with us. Like, this is a little neighborhood pub.
Hmm.
And then they all are like our friends. You know, I kept sending her videos of the different
songs. He was sending me updates, so this is why I was concerned, because I'm used to, at this point, I don't know Jerry very much, but what I am used to is updates, which I love.
So Mark, the bartender, he's like every like 3 minutes... he's just lining up a fireball shot. Like, "Come on, boys. Come on,
boys." You were drinking fireball shots.
Yeah.
Oh, this explains a lot. This explains a lot.
I still got a bottle of gold. Did I drink 2 bottles of Goldschlager this week?
I got the
you
video.
You drank Goldschlager?
While I was gone?
Yeah.
Caitlin sent it of you with the gold. You're dancing and Lux is dancing behind you. I'm like, the Goldschlager's out. He's done.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
When Goldschlager comes out, he just giggles.
Yeah.
You just giggle. Time.
Yeah.
Gets clogged up.
Yeah. Dude. Mark is giving us shot after shot after shot. And then we go to walk home, and I'm like, "I am a professional parkour."
Your ankles disagree.
Watch my tricks. Watch my tricks. Watch my tricks. Watch my
through the like sewage line or
whatever. It's like my toe got caught in a grate and I fucking flipped and my foot didn't. It stayed the same. So it like did a full twist around.
It could have been so bad.
He rolled his ankle.
Yeah.
Was it worse than the skate video roll?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This man could not walk.
I couldn't.
He had to get carried and put to bed.
But obviously a strong man. You're not small.
And he's not small. And so he goes missing and then... I get this phone call at 3 a.m. because I can't sleep because I'm worried. And I was like, "Oh God, like I gotta say all my prayers and try to make sure that he's okay somehow." And thankfully he was actually alive, but not in one piece. And so because of my anxiety that I had to hold for that long, I said, "Jared, if you ever do this again, I'm not mad at you. You can do whatever you want, but there is one consequence to these actions if you do it again." Do you know what I told him? I said, "Jared, if you do this to me again, I will put on Marvin Gaye and I will slow peg you and I will whisper in your ear and tell you how much I love you.
Man, this breakup's going to be fun.
That's terrifying.
That's the punishment.
That's the consequence.
No, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, well, you better be a good boy then.
I'm going to be a good boy. Why the fuck would I not be a good boy? I ain't fucking doing that. Well, I want nothing of that.
You sure?
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out. I guess
we'll
see.
Find out how much he wants it or not.
Whenever you be a bad boy.
I'm not going to be a bad boy. I'm not doing this on purpose.
I'll give y'all updates.
Yeah.
I'll send you the playlist. Sure. I'll be like, this is the playlist.
Yeah, just let us know if he was a bad boy one night.
No.
And we're going to see you walking funny. And we're like, oh shit, he was a bad boy. Shit. He was doing a bad boy.
That's not how this goes.
Somebody's not a listener.
I don't want this punishment.
Are you naughty boy?
Well, that's what you've signed up for.
What? I didn't sign anything.
I told him he can do whatever he wants, but just know.
Do whatever you want.
I'm just waiting over here.
But if you be bad.
There's this like alter ego side of me that just like slightly wants to dominate a man.
Oh,
so
no, I get it.
I don't
There's too many
really
girls
want
like
to
that.
Do it, but like
if I needed to,
yeah,
it's
no,
there.
There's, yeah, that's definitely a thing a lot of girls have deep down.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it, unless it's just something they're super into, I think it totally ruins the dynamic after.
Yeah,
it
I would never want to actually do it.
Yeah,
it's just a
it's
joke.
Because like, now, then after it happens, it's like you just look at them like a bitch after that. You're like, yeah,
yeah.
You're my little bitch.
You're
now.
A gatherer.
Yeah,
now.
It always comes up like, hey, go mow the lawn. I don't want to. Yeah,
go out and gather.
Well, oh, you won't take his dick then. Yeah, if you don't mow the
you're
lawn.
You're not a gatherer.
Yeah. Yeah. You hang
keep
out
that
in the
hole, dude.
Hang out in the
See,
hunters.
And then he told me, he said, don't worry, I'll put you in group chat so next time you know where I'm at. I said, okay, cool.
Well, that's the thing I realized. Like, she didn't know any, like, normally, you know, this goes down.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, Shane, where the fuck is he? Oh, yeah. He's stupid.
What'd you do with Jared?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because so, I really, like, I'm not, like, the last thing on my mind was that he was doing something shady. I was just like, either he's dead, hurt, or asleep. Mm-hmm. One of the
and
three.
She's like 3 or 4 days from... You know, resurrecting or re-engaging the property group chat. I don't know. You got to prepare yourself for that.
What's going on?
No, I mean, it's just, you know, we talk a lot of shit.
Listen, I can handle it. What is that?
That last sip of dog was all dog, dude.
The look on your face.
Dude, I told you, this is fucking disgusting.
Go ahead and finish that sip.
I'm not. Not dude. In a million
the
years.
The way you just said that sip.
Yeah.
Where are you from again?
I'm from West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. You're from the deep south.
Yeah. He has the sips.
Yeah.
What'd you go ahead and so you're from yet? A holler.
Yeah. Holler.
Did y'all have outhouses?
No. Thankfully.
My family had outhouses.
Yeah, mine did.
Mine did.
Yeah, my... We had actual.
My parents did not, but my ancestors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My grandma and grandpa, they had outhouses.
Mm-hmm. I went and visited.
Until like my mom was like, I think 16 or 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We need to know. The chat needs to tell us what they want to see us do. What do they want to see? We got to do some fucking.
Let's get some roos if you want to see Jared get pegged.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus Christ.
There's going to be so many roos.
No. There's going to be none. No one's doing no roo because
Super
nobody
Bowl
wants to see
roo party, dude. Doing some dogs.
No.
Mountain dogs.
Actually, we need something more scientific because roo was for the mountain dogs.
Okay. Yeah. So
if you want to see Jared get pegged, just write, I want to see Jared get pegged.
I hope that
this is the trending comment.
No, it won't be. There's only three women that listen to this show. There's like six guys. Nobody's writing nothing.
We're pretty fine. Late in the show, too, so it's going to be only the dedicated fans.
Yeah.
Only the dedicated.
Oh, yeah, they're going to hear it, and they're going to...
Hashtag peg Jared.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're thinking, you know, starting a vlog on my channel... Called psychotic,
psychopaths,
or psychopath.
That's a really hard word to spell.
Psychopath.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who cares? You know, half of it's blue, half of it's pink.
You don't think that people
the
can figure
P
out
has
psychopath?
The male sign, and the you know the other P has the female sign.
We're gonna workshop the name.
Like, yeah, okay. Psychopath. I think it'd be fun.
Okay.
But I mean, all we got to do is document the stupid shit we do in 1 week.
The amount of things that Jared and I have said that are one-liners, I'm like, we need a. Yeah. Recording device at all times.
Yeah, just get a little camera and carry it and just record all
kind of do this.
We could strap him one of those GoPros on his chest.
That little Sony that I got's great.
You should put a GoPro on your chest just to like monitor how many times he looks at your tits.
That would actually.
It's a lot. Yeah.
How many times a day?
Those? Show those off.
What's your what's okay? Way. What is your guess about how many times per day you think he does?
Think he looks at your tits?
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, it's actually a lower number to like count your eyes.
He looks in my eyes a lot. Sure.
But he does that when you're looking back at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. When, as soon as your eyes are diverted, it's straight back down.
I can't even see him.
Yeah. I can't blame him.
He's still trying, though.
What's going on here?
Should we take the cut off for a second?
Yeah. You're all furred up over there.
Yeah. Strip it down.
Yeah.
Now I'm in my princess dress.
And now everyone knows what he's doing. Yeah. Oh, okay, we get it now.
Oh, yeah. That
Do we understand?
Sense. He doesn't know shit. He's
yeah, like, we understand.
He can't think straight at all.
You also like kick into dance all the time. Like, she dances.
This is true. Yeah.
She was
I was a Colts cheerleader.
Okay, hell yeah.
So I like to dance. Yeah. I also did burlesque for, do you know what a Suicide Girls is?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was a Suicide Girl. And
that is such a good look.
I did their burlesque team. Oh. So I happened to just, you know, dancing's in my bones at this point. And so, you know, especially when Jared's doing like business meetings, my favorite thing to do is like, you know, like hike up whatever I'm wearing and like show my panties and like, you know, give him a little show just to distract him and see
literally
his face.
Anytime I'm talking to him.
It's like the game of dangerous boners.
Tits
like,
are out.
No.
Like, inappropriate boner game is my favorite because I'm like, he's in a situation where he needs to focus and I'm going to try really hard.
No, that is a very common game that girls like to play.
It's so fun.
And that's happening to me yesterday while I was trying to film. There were girls that were just sending me crazy shit. And because they knew, they like were seeing my stories and they were sending shit. And they were like, oh, are you having fun? And then there was like behind the scenes shot of, anyway, like I was like in the corner, like on my phone. And they responded, they're like, oh, they're like, what are you on your phone doing? Why aren't you paying attention? I was like, oh, shut up. You fucking know. But no, yeah, that's
always been, the ladies, man.
Yeah.
There's been
shut up. Fucking, you know.
There's been times that I've been like streaming games. That's a big
one. What games you like to play?
Oh, fuck. I play about anything, but like a big on Call of Duty.
I play Call of Duty.
Yeah,
do you like Nazi zombies?
Like we'll play zombies every now and then, but I'm fucking more Warzone is my shit. But there's been so many times over the last few years that like a girl that's like interested in me at the time or whatever, they'll see when I'm streaming and they'll start messaging me like nudes while I'm streaming, and then they'll watch.
They'll
donate or something in the chat and be like, check your messages. And I'm like, and I'll check, and it's just like a fuckload of like nudes or something. And I'm just like, trying to play games. And
it's the best game. Like,
yeah, it's fun.
The other day, Jared was on an airplane, and I was like, oh, well, I'm going to create a shared album for us.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's like,
and he's like, I'm on an airplane. Yeah, I said, good.
Cool. Yeah,
fucking good.
Verizon sends you a message directly, like, bro, chill.
Hey, dude, take it easy.
Fucking settle down,
calm
dude.
Calm down, dude.
301 minutes.
Get a screen protector. It's not my fault.
I know. Yeah, I need one.
That's a game a lot of girls play.
It's so fun. It's, I don't know what it is.
I'm not going to, like, I'm never going to be like, oh, no, please stop. Like, oh, no. Like, no, I could care less about what I'm doing right now.
I mean, anytime we've been at a restaurant, she goes to the bathroom and then sends me a photo from the bathroom of her tits.
Yeah, and you're like,
yeah.
Yeah,
I just have to remind him.
See, women out there need to understand that, like, I could be taking her to dinner to break up with her, and that photo right there just bought her another 45 days.
Yeah. We're good to go, ladies.
It's kind of pathetic how much power just being hot has.
Well, and being fun.
Sure, yeah. Like, obviously, that's
the thing
great.
Is, you have to know how to show it all.
If they suck. Yeah, that's obviously, true. If they suck and they're hot, like, whatever. But, like, if it's a fun time, if you're into a girl and she's hot, like, you have no power here.
No.
And it's,
especially
it's
if she knows how to be fun.
Yeah, it's kind of fucking pathetic, like, how you're like, what the fuck was I doing?
Oh. Challenger Space Shuttle. What? Yeah, the O-rings are fine.
Yeah.
So do we all agree that the consensus is that Jared does like women?
I mean, it seems
he currently likes a woman.
Yeah, it's up in the air right now. It seems like he likes a woman.
Yeah,
it seems like.
Well, I'm glad we made it clear.
You are successfully distracting him from Dick.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
That's all we can hope
until
for.
He makes a mistake, and then I'm pegging him.
And then it's
and he's right back on the dick.
Fake dick. He's back on the dick train.
But it's a fake one.
Yeah.
No, yours will be.
Yeah.
Mine would be a fake one.
Yeah. You could probably get a real one.
Stop. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Just
some nice guy
line.
That works at the buckle. Yeah, he's just doing the motions. Yeah, he's not emotionally attached.
That's considered cheating. That's crossing the line.
Yeah.
Not if you're pushing.
Yeah, you're just holding the hips. And like
does this quantify as a threesome?
More like a rental car situation.
Rental car situation?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's fine as long as you sign the line.
Yeah.
You gotta like cross the dotted line.
Yep.
Oh, name dear. Right here.
Well, this mountain dog.
You're gonna have another one. We get
this.
No.
This fucking drink sounds like my parents don't love each other.
This is for kids. These are for orphans.
Yeah.
These drinks are for orphans.
I need to go get a real drink.
Another mountain.
No.
Do you
no.
need some water?
I've got a few other flavors of
no,
the
No, I don't want more
there.
Flavors.
Got dragon.
Like I can
fruit.
Just feel like
pineapple.
It's like a clogged drain in my body right now.
Yeah, we'll make you the pineapple one. See what you think.
There's a pineapple one?
Yeah, there's a pineapple one. That's pineapple and dragon fruit.
I'm concerned for his health at this point.
No, we don't need none of that. We got to be driving tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Really high performance race cars.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, smart.
With shit on the side of them.
Yeah. Not that. We're not driving that one tomorrow. Okay. That one's getting wrapped. I think the wrap ships on Tuesday. So they should have it wrapped. We should have it in the next like 2 weeks. And
that's
then we can
be fun.
Do some driveway laps in the spoop.
Yeah.
Are we on pavement or dirt?
It's both. 60,000 acres every track.
Do you guys think he'll keep me safe?
The roll cage will keep you safe.
Yeah,
Jared will actively try to not keep you safe.
I see.
Yeah, the car.
So you're saying sign a waiver?
Yeah, have him sign one too.
It'll be fine.
We'll be fine. Dude.
It's fine. Listen, it's been fine so far.
The only person you need to be scared of is my mom.
Is him putting you in the hospital, Nick?
It depends what for, I guess.
Okay. We'll mark that down as a maybe.
Yeah, yeah. You just keep a helmet on. And
keep the helmet on. Yeah. Fire suit.
Yeah.
Did I have fun in this situation?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, I mean, until you didn't.
If I had fun
until
in the scenario,
yeah.
Really then it would not equate ick.
Yeah.
But if it was like a really boring situation I got put in the hospital, then I'd be like, ick.
I hate drifting.
Yeah.
Ick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a lot of cone work, you know. We're not doing anything crazy out there. We're going to be doing very technical. We're going to be doing very technical moves,
and then like some crazy stuff.
And I'm going to jump.
I'm a little scared.
I'm going to jump the car. I'm going to front flip.
Do I have to be in the car for that one?
Yeah. Has anyone done a front flip in a car?
I don't think so.
You should just do a front flip.
We should ask Travis why this has done.
Not with me in the car.
Yeah,
I'll film.
Do it with her.
Yeah, yeah. She needs to be the
part of that record breaking thing. Yeah.
Is this part of the, like, you have to do these things with Jared if you're dating him?
Yeah. You have to do front flips in cars.
Here's the thing is both of our helmets have intercom systems. And we can record the intercom system. So we're going to be able to hear all of your audio in the in-car, which is going to be phenomenal.
I'm going
to
be like, really ah!
Sorry, do that again.
I'm going to throw him off.
Do that again.
And that's your new ringtone.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time you get a
message. We're just going to throw it off.
Yeah.
Y'all are going to expect me to be scared. I'm going to be like enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
What if she like... It's the opposite of scared. She's like, oh, nice clutch kick.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You call that a clutch kick? Like, my ex was so much better at this than you.
Hold on. I'll get him on FaceTime. He'll teach you.
Yeah, hang on. Let me call him real quick. He'll give you some pointers.
That corner was really slow, dude.
Yeah. What was that, dude?
I thought you were going to like do it good this time.
Yeah.
Wow. Texas Dave is looking way better right now.
Looking a lot like Ohio Dave right now.
Yeah. You think I could go ride in the Colorado? What?
The Colorado was fun.
She has ridden in the Colorado.
It was fun.
Oh, okay.
It was really fun. And it was my favorite color, green.
Hey.
That's important.
Yeah.
Colorado will be there tomorrow. Colorado will be here in about 20 minutes.
Oh,
Sweet. I imagine it's going to just be.
We should clear all the SUVs out of the driveway, though.
Damn it. Probably. There's too many SUVs here.
There's a lot of cars out there.
A lot of mommy
It is deals. Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I think they're working out after this. So.
Oh,
ew.
No.
Fitness on a Sunday?
Yeah. I don't know what these
During
mommies
the Super
do.
Bowl?
I don't know what these mommies do.
No, they're just they milking mommies, yeah. dude.
They're just being crazy.
All right.
Well, here we are. Time to get some more dogs, huh?
You're going to give him more.
I mean, if he
well,
wants.
Hey, we thank you for joining us.
Well, yes. thank
if
you for having
see,
me.
People want to see, you know, your boobs.
Yeah, where do they?
They're on your Instagram.
How do they just Google this?
No,
they'll be in the thumbnail
Kristen
as well.
Kristen Elise yeah. on the,
Kristen Elise official.
Well, that's my Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. that's where
but
everybody
if you
goes
just go on that one spicy site.
The you spicy really site. What spicy
Can we say that name here?
Yeah.
On OnlyFans, it's just Kristen Elise. But, okay. you know,
Look,
that's where
a,
you can see
There's an Easter egg for anybody that stuck around to the end of this episode.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. They're going to be like, I'm going to go check out
You
Jared's.
Might have a good time.
Go Jared's check out. Girlfriend's new tits.
Is it over or under $10 a month?
My site is free.
Oh.
You have to pay for the content, but it's free. So you get some free content.
Yes, okay. You can look at the menu. You,
you can look at the
dish.
Menu. You can
okay.
browse, okay. you know.
Get amped up and be like, fuck it, I gotta spend some money.
I gotta yeah. find a, I got a lot of people on there, so. Nice.
I mean, she wants to do a princess set now, you know, because
we should
be in the video.
I you think, can just I think we like... should show them what's up under here. Jared's gonna help me film it.
Nice. Sounds like a lot of fun for you.
I guess I have to work.
I guess I'm busy.
I guess I'm busy.
He's busy at work.
Damn it.
He puts, you know what? The trade off is he puts me through some stressors. I put him through some stressors. Mm.
Like stressing your jeans out.
Oh dear.
All right, well, have
we
fun.
Could probably stop here.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great. All right, have fun doing that.